Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Liberty Talk Radio, broadcasting from our studio in Tulsa, Oklahoma, to around the world. I'm your host, Joe Cristiano, and this is your antidote to popular talk radio. This broadcast is being brought to you live on Thursday morning, April 26, 2012. It is now 6:31 a.m. Central Daylight Time in a good old USA. Folks, it's time for us to take back control of our government now before this bureaucratic, oversized, and self-serving federal government starves us of our property, our freedom, our rights, and our liberty. To do this, we must shed conventional thinking regarding our political structure. We need to be revolutionaries in thought, dissidents in action. Only after we recognize what our government is doing to our freedom and our Constitution will we start taking it back. And this program is just about that. Well, good morning, everyone. During our live broadcast, we invite you to call toll-free 888-773-4496. We have plenty of lines open. I want to be interrupted. I don't care if it's about a different subject. I want to hear from you. This program is not for me. It's for you. Call toll-free 888-773-4496. You may also access this program through Blog Talk Radio number of 646-652-4620 if you so wish and you're on a cell phone. Send us your emails anytime to comments@libertytalkradio.com. That's comments@libertytalkradio.com. We also encourage you to get educated on economic issues. Go to Andy Sutton's website, Sutton-Associates, S-U-T-T-O-N-Associates.net, and sign up. In his monthly newsletters and podcast, Andy discusses economic issues and how they affect you. For your daily thought on critical thinking on current issues, I suggest that you read Briefs by Paul Jacobs Common Sense. Just go to thisiscommonsense.com. And they're terrific. They take current issues, and he breaks them down very short, and you realize, I was thinking wrong. I should have been thinking this way. Very good. Almost embarrassing for yourself. Don't tell anybody. Liberty Talk Radio broadcasts are archived and available from our website as well as iTunes. You may also follow us on Twitter @LibertyJoe. Lastly, I would also like to remind our listeners to subscribe to our reminder service by visiting our website and clicking on the subscribe icon. Oh, that's a lot of stuff in the morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. The title of today's broadcast is I Don't Need No Constitution. And I'm going to get into that for a second, you know. But before I do, I'd like to give particular appreciation and thanks to the folks at 1170 KFAQ here in Tulsa. They have allowed me to broadcast on a Sunday morning between 8 and 8:30, actually. It's a trial broadcast, I guess. It's a terrific station, and the people there are just absolutely terrific. I mean, I've been to radio stations, and they treat you like a third-class citizen sometimes. You know, you're just there, and you're lucky to be there. These people have been warm, accommodating, courteous, friendly, you name it. They are just wonderful. And that's 1170 AM KFAQ. I will be broadcasting a show on this coming Sunday between 8 and 8:30. I do hope you'll listen in and tune in if you can get the station. The thought is hopefully to go nationwide soon, if they'll have me. And that'll give me a nationwide reach in the evening, that is. The broadcast, or early in the morning, not during the day. They don't get that much power during the daytime, apparently. So I will be on commercial radio, hopefully on a permanent basis, on a weekly basis, be broadcasting hopefully on a Sunday and a Saturday evening, Sunday morning and Saturday evening, hopefully, if things work out well. I'm looking forward to it, and I just hope things work out. I think we have a very, very good marriage there, and I'm really excited. That's 1170 AM KFAQ. Wonderful people there. Tune in if you're in the area. All right, today, I gave a broadcast yesterday, and I mentioned this a couple of times in the past couple of broadcasts, and I brought up a concept that may seem very irregular, may seem just doesn't seem right when you think about it on the surface. and that is, you know, whenever we talk about our rights, we refer to the Constitution. And I always thought, why do we do that? What reason would we want to refer to a piece of paper to convince someone that we are free as a people? Just I want you to think of the concept for a second. This may hurt a little bit, but I want you to think of the concept for a second. If you're born, when you are born on this planet, right? And I don't care where you're born. I don't care if you're born in Antarctica. It makes no difference. All right. Why do we automatically assume that we are born subjects of somebody else? Who taught us that? Do we learn that in school? Well, we probably did. Yeah, in a very, very surreptitious sort of way. But we probably learned that somewhere. That when you're born, you are a subject of somebody else. Now, you belong to your parents, obviously, and they help rear you to become productive, independent adults. And other than that, but we have this notion that when we are born, we are the subjects of the state. And depending on what part of the globe you are born in, that depends on how much right you have to live there and what you can do there. Now, when you look at it in that fashion, it's almost insane, isn't it? You say, okay, what we are doing then, if you believe that, oh, well, you got laws of every state, and, you got to apply for this, that, and everything, and you're really subject to the state, you got to listen to what the state says, but all right, then when you say that, well, then we're all born into slavery, every one of us. And especially here in the United States, especially here in the United States. Just think about that. Does that make any sense? When you really think about it, you say, well, hell no, I'm no slave, I'm no subject of anybody. But that's the way you think. Why do you think that way? You ever give any thought as to why you think that way? Well, when you go to school, what do you learn? Do you learn that you are a free and independent person? Used to, back in the old days, used to. Now what do you learn? Oh, you have to be an obedient a citizen. You have to be a citizen of the United States, and we have laws, and this is what they are. They don't talk about the Constitution. They don't talk about the Declaration of Independence. In fact, in the Declaration of Independence, it says, if you don't like the government, it's your responsibility to throw it out. And I lost the page. It's over here. But it's in the Declaration of Independence. This is, when man, decides that the government that they've installed in power, the people installed this government in power, starts becoming abusive, it's time to change the government. In other words, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution both say, hey, guys, wake up. You're free. You don't belong to anybody. You're not a subject of anybody. You are sovereign in and of yourself. Now, could you imagine the different society that we would have if that was taught in school? I mean, that's what our nation was built on, not having a government. In fact, there was no intention. There was an argument whether or not we would even have a central government. We'd have sort of a loose confederation of states, screw the rest of them, that type of thing. And they fought tooth and nail to get a central government with no power. A central government with no power, as Edmund Optes says, no one can read our Constitution without concluding that the people who wrote it wanted their government severely limited. The words no and not employed in restraint of government power occur 24 times in the first 7 articles of the Constitution and 22 more times in the Bill of Rights. He's right. Count them. But that's not the point. The point is, why do we refer to the Constitution? Well, the Constitution says I have rights. What do you mean the Constitution says you have rights? You're an individual. You are a free person. You're not a slave. Once you say the Constitution says I have rights, that means that you were born a slave. Someone had to write on a piece of paper, Billy Bob is free. You say, oh, well, geez, that's awfully nice. I got the piece of paper here now that says I'm a free man. Yeah, I'm free. Yeah, I sure am. Yeah, here's a piece of paper. Says I'm free. Whew, boy, do I feel better now. Does that make any sense at all? Of course it doesn't make any sense. In fact, you should be insulted me saying that. You say, what are you saying, Joe? You saying I'm a slave? Well, screw you, man. I'm a free person. Oh, yeah, you're a free person? Then say so. It's not referring to the Constitution. It's not holding on to the state and the federal government as if they're the ones that control everything in your life. Stop looking to them for guidance. You know, Peter Schiff made a good point. I listened to a video blog yesterday. And he said, back in the old days, you know, 100 years ago, when America was thriving, it was just going like bananas. It was growing. There was no real federal government in anything. If we had the federal government today, back then, we would have gone nowhere. That we would still be the first of, we would still be debating the original 13 colonies. And there would be so many restrictions, everyone would have left, gone back to Europe. I can't take this anymore. Just think of that. And then we go to the polls to vote for these slime balls who go into office and legislate more, giving us millions and millions and millions of words of regulation. You and I are regulated by the state by hundreds of millions of words of gobbledygook that no one in the world understands. No one. The lawyers that read it and wrote it and whatever, they cannot. If you get two of them, you'll get two interpretations. In other words, not only are you not free if you think that way, but you don't know what you're free of. Just think, if you didn't have the piece of paper, the Constitution, right, what would you be? Answer the question. Would you be free?
Well, I guess not. I guess I wouldn't be free. I need that piece of paper, you know. That piece of paper says I'm free, and I feel better about that.
Yeah, but that's the way we think. Talking about a non-critical way of thinking. Folks, I'm throwing everything out. Everything out. I want to think critical. I want to know why things work. You know, like kids when they're young, they go, you know, why is the sky blue? Why does this turn? Why, you know? And we destroy that in the school system. Stop asking questions, Johnny. Just memorize, take the test, and go home, or I'll tell your parents. And then we grow up saying, I got to memorize. I need the piece of paper to tell me that I'm free. That's exactly what's happening. We've become a dumb nation. Absolutely dumb. Dumb, fat, with tattoos. I have nothing against tattoos, but it just seems that people do stupid things. They have no money, but they'll put a tattoo on their arm and their legs and their neck. That makes no sense. If you have the money, put up tattoos all over the place. But don't put a tattoo on yourself and then go broke. Use your money productively. Start thinking critically, which we will never do. And that's the curse, the absolute curse of this nation. If you think we stand even a modicum of a minuscule chance of surviving what we are going through now, you know, you're delusionary. It's over, folks. Consider whatever you have today, if we continue on the same course, consider what you have today as a blessing, because what you're going to get tomorrow ain't going to be worth squat compared to today. You're going to look back even 6 months and say, I remember when I was a lot more freer than I was now. Man, I can't, whatever happened here? What happened? Who turned the lights off there? That's exactly what's going to happen. And it's going to be just like the electronics industry. It's going to happen faster and faster and faster and faster. The quote that really grabs me, during World War II, people stood at home in France. People in France stood at home. And the TV was saying, the French resistance stopped the Nazi advance, you know, at this particular line, and they repelled the Nazi advance. And people felt so assured. They stood in their home and said, they breathed a sigh of relief. And the next morning when they woke up to Nazi tanks. Folks, it's advancing on us. The lines have been drawn. We have been losing this battle for over 100 years now. The trend is down. The probability of escaping this is dwindling. We are a lost nation. Slowly but surely, we will decay. Folks, you can see it. I wish I would live long enough and be well enough 10 years from now. I'm 69 years old. 10 years from now, I want to read a book on what happened to America. And in that book, I'm going to tell you what they're going to write. I know it. They're going to say, just like the Jews in Germany, just like the French resistance, people say, didn't you see that coming? Didn't you see them tanks in the street? Didn't you see them? Every day they did this and that to you. They took your freedoms away. They started beating you in the street. Didn't you realize it was time to get out? No, they didn't do it all in one day, folks. They took it slowly and slowly and slowly but surely. Very slow. I mean, very, very slowly. They didn't change anything dramatically. They just colored things very, very differently day by day, week by week. You didn't notice, the proverbial frog in cold water until it gets hot and then he burns to death, boils to death. That's exactly what's happening here. And we came out and say, well, it looks like things are getting better, things are sure getting better here. And now they're getting better. I feel kind of better, good about it. I consume my confidence is up, and I'm up there with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Let's stop for a second. Just for station identification, before I go stark raving mad, I usually need a break and take a little swig of tea or something early in the morning.
You're listening to Liberty Talk Radio. Political talk derived from a historical perspective, not always palatable, but good food for thought. Pure Libertarian Talk with host Joe Cristiano. LibertyTalkRadio.com.
Good morning, everyone. This is Joe Cristiano. I am ranting this morning. I would prefer someone would call in, and we do have a caller here. Oh, we have someone on the line. If you're on the line and you would like to ask a question, make a comment, or even disagree with me, please just dial 1 and I'll put you on the air. We are talking about, what do we need to be free? Do we need a constitution? And the title of this broadcast is, I Don't Need No Constitution. And that's right. You don't need anything. You are born a free person. And we have someone on the line now. Hold on. Let's see what they have to say. Caller, your first name, please, and your comment, please.
My name is Drew. I'm from the capital of Michigan over here.
Hi. Thank you for calling.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I do. And please, you have a comment or question?
You are right. We were born, I just wanted to kind of agree with you. We were born free. but we have to abide by the rules of the law, of the land. But for what the government's doing right now, we don't need the Constitution that's doing us wrong at this point.
But when you say we need to abide by the law of the land, I hear that. That's the response that I get most frequently.
Yeah.
And do you believe that every single law on the books right now, and there are literally hundreds of thousands that are regulating you and me, right now, most of which we do not know exist, do you believe that all of those are legitimate and that we should obey every one of them?
you know, on a point, to some of them, yes. Not to, if it's hurting someone's life or, you know, making people go into debt, no. You know, like I said, to a point, yeah, on some of them, yes.
Give me an example of those that do not restrict your rights.
The ones that don't restrict our rights.
That's
is,
right.
The one that's basically putting people that need to be locked up, put away, you know. You know, it does make our place out here safer. You know, just a little bit. There's a couple other ones I at this point, because I haven't been to sleep yet. But,
okay. No, I don't mean to give you a hard time, caller. I know what you're getting at.
Oh, you're
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. And believe me, I appreciate what you're saying, and I appreciate you very much calling in this morning. I want you to think of something.
Mm-hmm.
What you're saying is that those laws that prevent people from hurting other people, obviously, you think those laws are good. And no one in the world has a half a brain would disagree with that, right?
Yeah.
The problem with that is that that law does not have to be written. I mean, nowhere is it written or understood, or even natural law, if you want, dictate that you can go up to someone and do them harm. Now, that's the reason why they decided on having a court system in the United States. So those people, now that wasn't restricting anyone's freedom. That was saying that if one person individually elects, if I elect, for example, to restrict your freedom by taking something from you, by harming you, then there has to be someone around, you know, to protect my freedom. In other words, the intent of the Constitution was to protect the very freedoms that I was talking about. That was the intent.
Yeah.
The intent was not to control the person, not to say, well, you can do this, but you have to pay a tax first. Or, oh, you want to be a barber? You have to go to barber school, and you have to pay a license to the state and then part to the excise tax to the federal government. It wasn't meant for that. It wasn't meant for that at all. That's what I'm addressing. Now, you don't need to write down let's assume for a second that you were caller, are you there? Caller? Caller, are you there? I just lost my caller. I didn't lose the caller. I lost the whole thing. Hold on, we gotta do this again.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Our menu has recently changed. Please listen carefully.
Since it appears you're calling back into a live show, we are reconnecting you now.
Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still here.
I'm sorry. I lost the connection. Everything went blank, and good thing I got you back. Let's assume for a second you're walking down the street, right, and there's other people around, and one guy just starts beating up on you for no reason. Do you think other people would not come to your aid?
Well,
they would want to,
wouldn't
they?
Where you're at.
Yeah.
Some people will and some people won't.
You're right.
You know?
But they would be in everyone's head. It's a little old lady with a cane, you know, on a walker. She's not going to come to your aid because she can't do that. But in everyone's mind, what are they saying? Boy, I really wish I could help this guy out. That's not fair. So what I'm saying is that there's a natural law out there that protects us from that. People don't do that. When people are free, self-government is the strictest form of government, a lot stricter than a federal, state, or city government. And it's so... it's there. I mean, you don't. Do you go up to somebody and say, "Hey, Bob," and then punch him in the nose because you think it's fun? No, you don't do that.
No,
it's a natural thing, right?
But you know, I don't punch anybody unless they hit me first.
Yeah, but why do we need a law, though? But why do we need a law saying you cannot punch anybody in the nose? You see my point?
Well,
my point is that what you want is already embedded. It's like it comes on your hard drive, you know, when you're born. It's already there. It's part of natural law. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about, for example, here in the city of Tulsa, in order to be a barber, and in order to cut anyone's hair, if you want to cut anyone's hair, you have to go through a 2-year school and become a cosmetologist in order to take scissors and cut anyone's hair, or you'll be fined or go to jail.
But wait a minute. The reason that happens sometimes, because a lot of people, some people don't know how to do that.
Oh, sure. You want to know something? And I'm one of them.
I do agree. I have to disagree with you. For that kind of thing, you know, I do believe in paying for the school, because how do you think the school's going to run? You know, well, that's what the money's supposed to be used for, to help out the school. You know what I mean? Because some people ain't going to be able to, how do you think the school's going to stay up and running? You know, because the government charges them. So, you know what I mean?
Well, no, I know what you mean, but let's take this from a very simple level. You want to cut someone's hair, right? You want to be a barber, right? Now, which is the fastest way for you not to be a barber? That is to cut someone's hair and do a poor job, right? If you say, "Hey, I want to be a barber," you put a sign up. I cut hair. I'm a hairdresser, or whatever the sign says, right? And people see you, so I'll go in there, and you come out, and you look like garbage, right? First of all, you're not going to pay the person. Secondly, they'll never come back. Third, the first day you're in business, you're out of business. I mean, you would never do something like that. What you would do is you would say, "Hey, Pete, you have a barbershop. Can I be your apprentice?" And if Pete needed somebody, he said, "Yeah, I'll do it, but I'm not going to pay you, you know, full amount. I'm only going to pay you $2 an hour till I teach you." You say, "Fine, I just want to learn." And you learn with this guy, and after you become good, he allows you to cut somebody else's hair. And then when you cut somebody else's hair, then you decide, "Hey, I'm really good at this." Then you can open up your own barbershop. You don't need any law. You don't need money to go into the federal government. Now, if you're a poor person, let's say you are a very, very poor person, and you want to take yourself out of poverty, you want to climb out of this poverty hole that you've been in all your life, and you decided that, you know, I think I would be a very, very good barber. I would be very good at cutting men's hair. I'm not talking about cosmetology, men's hair, right? And you're a poor, poor person, right? You can, because of the government, and you have to go to this expensive school for 2 years, there's no way you can do that. So you stay unemployed. The government has just restricted your right to be a barber. Now, don't get me wrong. If you went to cosmetology school, you would learn a lot, and you can learn how to dye hair and stuff like that. But you don't want to do that. You just want to cut somebody's hair, just the old-fashioned barbershop. But the government here says you can't do that. That's my point. My point is you should be free to do it. And let's assume you become a barber, and you're the worst barber in the world. After a week, how many customers are you going to have? The word's out. If you go to Joe the barber, he's horrible. How many customers am I going to have? Oh, I just lost my caller. Okay, we have another caller here. Good morning. You're on the air. Your first name, please, and your comment.
Jim.
Yeah.
Calling from Bixby, Oklahoma. Good morning,
Bixby.
Jeff.
Hi, Jim.
I'll answer your question, zero, if the word gets out.
He hung up on me, and I think he was frustrated with me because, you know, he has the mindset that, but you need to have a rule. I need a piece of paper from the government, or else it's not going to be fair. I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the mentality that I'm talking about. Now, I'm not disrespecting the guy at all. I'm just saying that's the problem we have. What do you mean, become a barber without a certificate? Are you but you can't do that. The world will come to an end.
You were challenging popular thinking and asking him to think critically, and no telling, it may have been a technical issue or maybe he just had enough, but you were challenging him to think critically. Joe, I just want to reinforce what you said about how we are. You made reference to Nazi Germany and the French Revolution, and how intelligent civilized societies have let tyranny take over their government. And two things: one, I would suggest to any caller, I implore anyone to read the book *The End of America* by Naomi Wolf. It's only 150-page, easy reading book, which outlines the blueprint of taking an open society to a closed society. And there's 10 steps, examples of past regimes, and then events that have taken place in our country. This book was written in about 2006, so most of it is in reference to the Bush-Cheney administration, but it clearly outlines this blueprint to fascism. And even this year, Joe, as I'm very concerned about our civil liberties and freedoms, I'm starting to track, since the first of the year, the legislation, the executive orders, and the Supreme Court rulings that are eroding our freedoms and civil liberties that I see are in gross violation of our inalienable rights and the Bill of Rights. And just very quickly, on New Year's Eve, Obama signed the National Defense Authorization Act, indefinite detention without due process. Then in January, there was another legislation passed through our wonderful Congress that restricts protesting, that you cannot be in the vicinity of the Secret Service, and if so, it could be a felony if you are protesting in areas that the Secret Service is stationed. They then passed a law about that we can fly drones over America now. Back in March, FEMA ordered an incredible amount of bullets that is of questionable purpose. Then there was the National Defense Resource Preparedness Act, which allows the government to take control of any of our natural resources, utilities, properties, for any kind of what they determine a national emergency. The Supreme Court then ruled that that if you are arrested for jaywalking and put in a prison, that the state has the right to strip search you. Even if you're just, like I said, arrested for a traffic ticket, that the state can do a complete body cavity strip search, which violates the Fourth Amendment. And now before Congress is the latest legislation to try to control the Internet, the last bastion of free speech, CISPA, CISPA. Okay. This piece of legislation will give the government the right to shut down and control any Internet site that they feel is a threat to the state. I see it as a gross violation of the First Amendment, that it's going to they're going to use it to shut down dissent. And so shows like this and others, it could possibly be in jeopardy. And then lastly, Joe, there's been a ruling that the IRS, that if the IRS believes, not proves, but believes that you owe a $50,000 or more in taxes, that you will not be able to leave the country. That at the airport, they will have you in a database. They can confiscate your passport and prevent you from leaving this country if they believe that you have a tax liability. So that's just an example of 8 pieces of legislation, laws, and rulings just in the last 4 months that have chipped away at the liberties and freedoms that inherently we have.
Well, Jim, I was in a really, really bad mood. I was depressed. And now that I've heard from you, I feel so much better. Thank you so much. My goodness gracious. But you're right. You know, we hear these things as little droplets here and there, and we discount them because they don't mean much. It's like one raindrop. Yeah, but the 40 quadrillion raindrops mean you have a flood, and we're approaching that 40 quadrillion at this point because it's coming out like crazy. I understand even the left-wing people are becoming kind of disenchanted with Obama as well. I mean, which has got to be an all-time first.
Well, if you take the veil off the rhetoric and the style of the Obama administration, he really is just continuing, if not accelerating, most of the Bush policies. So,
yeah.
Without getting into specifics, you're right. There are a lot of again the Democrats that are critical thinkers and that are keeping a close watch and observing what the executive branch is doing should be. Disillusioned at the minimum and outright furious and angry at best. And
yeah.
You're right, there is some buyer's remorse, and particularly those that have an interest and focus in defending the Constitution and concern for our civil liberties and privacy and freedom. So anyways, I'm just keeping track of as I hear things, and of course these pieces of legislation, I almost invariably have to go to alternative news sites, listen to people like you to learn and hear about these things because they get very, very little press in mainstream media.
Yeah.
So didn't mean to depress you, Joe, but just wanted to factually lay out the fact that you're right. We're seeing this incremental erosion of our freedoms. It's the boiling pot syndrome, and it's about time people wake up and speak out and get pissed off.
Right. Right, absolutely right. I guess what disturbs me more than anything else is the inability for people to think. And then when they are presented with the facts, they fight them. They don't say, ha-ha, I didn't think of that. They go, well, what I really meant was, and they keep on, they keep on, like chameleons, they keep on changing and changing. I mean, the conversation never stays on the same point. Because they don't want to be wrong. They say, well, I what I meant by that was this, and then they change it. No. You're right, but what I meant was that, and they keep on changing it. In other words, they change the subject because if they don't change the subject, that means they have to change their way of thinking. They can't do that. They've never been trained to do that. They've always been told that's a bad thing to do. And as a result, people will die being wrong.
Right. I agree with you.
Anyway.
And don't you think there's a fundamental belief that as incompetent and bumbling as our elected officials are in Washington, D.C., that there's this fundamental belief that they want to do what's best for you and me and the country, that even though they make some stupid laws and they're incompetent and they bicker back and forth, blah, 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 that fundamentally they're looking out for, they care about our interests and the future of this country.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think that's a fundamental flaw.
Right. Absolutely. And all you have to do is, well, it's for your own good. This is going to hurt me more than it hurts you. Ha, 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 type thing.
Right. Just that we have a democratic system, checks and balances within our government system, and it's inherently despite its flaws and individuals that I disagree with, we have a honest, good system that's going to take care of me.
That's right. Absolutely.
That is a paradigm that people have to rethink today. It's as you said, we're at a critical and dangerous point in the history of our country, and people need to wake up. So, anyways, I just wanted to share that with you. Enjoy your broadcast, and keep up the good work, Joe.
Thank you so much for calling, Joe. I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you for listening.
You bet.
Bye-bye. You know, Jim makes an excellent point. We're just not there. We're just not there anymore. Our thinking is shot. And listen to that caller. Well, we need some restriction. I agree with you in principle, but some is good, but then they can't define it. They say, well, you can't have someone just cut somebody else's hair. What if they do it wrong? So you have to have the state come in to make sure they cut the hair. What kind of thinking is that? I mean, that means that I am able to do nothing absolutely nothing unless the state tells me what to do, how to do it, and then when I do it, if I do it according to the way they think I should do it, they give me a piece of paper, and then I can do it. My God, where are we? I mean, it just can't get worse. That caller, and I had no idea who that caller was. I think he said he was calling from Michigan. You know, exactly what I'm talking about. We're waiting. We're all sitting here saying, oh, if the government would only... He's the quintessential... He should be the poster child for that for that comment that I made. I'm waiting for the government to give me that piece of paper to tell me that I'm free. He's exactly what I'm saying. But we will resist that. Well, you're free. You know, I was speaking to a fella at the dog park the other day, you know. He says, you know, I agree with you, but... I said, stop right there. Stop right there. I got mad at him. I didn't get mad at him. I got stern. I said, don't ever say that to me. He says, well, what'd I say? I said, you agree with me, but... I said, why don't you try one thing once in your life? And why don't you try to be honest with yourself? And he stood there. I said, what do you mean? I said, say, you disagree with me. Say that. He couldn't. He said, well, I agree with you. I said, good, then you agree with me. He said, but. I said, no, you disagree with me. You have a but. You say, but, that means you disagree with me. What is it? Say, I disagree with you. Because. And he, this kid was going for his PhD or something. He couldn't say that. I say I disagree with everything all day. I don't say, I agree with you. Sure, Bob. I think you can do that, but, you know. No. You say, but, that means you can't do it.
But you need a license, and, you know, you need to get this and that, and you need to get trained, and this and that. I agree with you, but.
That means I do not agree with a damn thing you're saying. What that really is saying is that I want to agree with you. Listen carefully. I want to agree with you, but I have been indoctrinated to the point that I cannot. The state will not allow me to think. The government will not allow me to think and agree with you. But although in principle I agree with you, I have to say but, because that's the way I've been trained and schooled. That's who I am. I am a subject of the state, and I will die a subject of the state. Yeah, I'm a free person, but, you know, you can't go there. Either you're free or not. It's very simple. It's like a light switch. You turn it on or off. There's no intermediary. Now, of course, I know there's rheostats. I'm talking about the old-fashioned click, click. It's either on or it's off. Either you agree or disagree. And, folks, until we start thinking critically, you know, we're going nowhere. Nowhere. And this program and my program on 1170 KFAQ should be a prerequisite to listening to any talk show program. Whether you philosophically agree with him or disagree, it makes no difference. Anyway, okay, boy, we are just about out of time. Yes, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for listening to this. Whoops, that's kind of loud. Thank you so much for being with me this morning, and I appreciate the call-ins. This is the end of today's broadcast, and we'd like to thank Ranch Acres Audiology for their financial support, and we'd like to thank you for listening in. Ranch Acres Audiology is a family handling hearing practice at 3227 East 31st Street in Tulsa. They may be reached at 918-749-7711. Call them for all your hearing needs. You'll be glad you did. Folks, you can further the cause of liberty by recommending this program to your friends, and let us hear from you. Our email address is comments@libertytalkradio.com. Remember, you're either allowing your liberties to be taken away or you're striving to protect them. Unfortunately, there is no middle ground. Folks, freedom is like riding a motorcycle. You feel free, liberated, your life is in your own hands. But with that freedom comes responsibility and risk. Government is like training wheels. They control the ride in your every move. Ron Paul has a sign as this that says, don't steal, please. The government hates competition. With that, until next time, I'm Joe Cristiano. This is Liberty Talk Radio. Stay well. Stay tuned.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio.